This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks. Head coach Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs are headed to Las Vegas.
Yep, and he's heading back to the Super Bowl for the fourth time in 5 years.
That is Jim Nantz on CBS. The Chiefs beating the Baltimore Ravens 17-10 for the AFC Championship title and a chance to defend their Super Bowl title in 2 weeks. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
We've been underdogs for the last few games, but we never feel like underdogs. We got a lot of guys on this team that know how to win. And when playoffs came around, I knew we were going to make it happen. And now we're in the Super Bowl, and the job's not done. We got to go out there into Vegas and play a great team and see if we can go out there and get the Super Bowl.
The Detroit Lions now taking on the San Francisco 49ers for the NFC title on Fox. They're up 7-0 in the first quarter. Our other big story tonight is that deadly drone attack overnight in Jordan, where 3 U.S. service members were killed and more than 30 others were injured near Syria's border. CBS's Margaret Brennan has more.
The militia that I have heard referenced as suspected to be behind this attack is Kataib Hezbollah, or KH, as U.S. officials refer to it. It is Iranian-backed and based in Iraq, though also operating in Syria.
It's still unclear how the U.S. will respond. A bipartisan deal on immigration reform could be introduced this week in Congress. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy was on CNN.
We are sort of finalizing the last pieces of text right now. This bill could be ready to be on the floor of the United States Senate next week, but it won't be if Republicans decide that they want to keep this issue unsettled for political purposes.
House Republicans have been holding up foreign aid to Israel and Ukraine. Police say a shooter is dead after firing on officers responding to a domestic disturbance in Palm Bay, Florida. Police Chief Marco Argillo.
Two of our officers were shot and are currently being treated at a local hospital. They're going to survive.
Another person did die in this incident, but has not been identified. And thousands are celebrating the Lunar New Year in Monterey Park, California tonight, where 11 people were killed in a mass shooting last year. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Tina Patel.
Many attendees say that still feels heavy to them, but they felt it was important to come together as a community to remember those who were lost and to also show that as a community, they are stronger than ever.
The victims were all Asian.
No, she's an experiment.
Oscar contenders, Poor Things, American Fiction, and The Holdovers were just a few movies that brought in a couple million bucks for theaters this weekend. But the box office crown goes to action flick The Beekeeper. It earned $7.4 million in ticket sales. Mean Girls coming in a very close second. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks? Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese.
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too. Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio, hour number 2, all brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home, move to Madison.com. Also, the Lazy Elf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, trivia, yes, trivia. Visit them today at 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison or online at thelazyelflounge.com. Hey, Rocker, how are you?
What's going on, Rob?
Hey, I gotta tell you, we're gonna do a double dip of Super Tanker because of the brand new album that's coming out. And I heard that, hey, your band, I'm reading it right here, Iron Plow, March 17th,
yeah.
High Noon Saloon.
That's right, Super Tanker, Iron Plow, and Cindy Set My Hair on Fire. We're all gonna be playing at the Sunday Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series.
Oh, that's going to be so much
that's
fun.
Happening March 17th, so that's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh.
And we're going to have John and Gordy from the John and Gordy Show are going to be down there doing a little bit of emceeing and introducing bands. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That's and if your band is ever interested in playing any of our Max Inc. radio events, send us an email, music@civicmedia.us.
Let's do it. Let's do a double dip of Super Tanker. Right here on Max Inc. Radio. a double shot of Super Tanker on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, another action-packed show. What do we have coming up here in just a little bit on Max Inc. Radio?
In just a second, Rob, we're going to be talking to the Madison Blues Society, Sherry Davis, and the president, Steve Porter. After that, we're going to be talking quick to Guitars for Vets, Patrick Nettesheim. They have an event coming up next week, and we'll hear from Patrick. And Aaron Weber Group. Aaron's going to be coming in. We'll hear about live music and real estate and what he's doing and why he wears different colored socks. And Peacemaker, John Stover, his new band, they have a new release out. We'll hear some new songs from them. And live in the Lair tonight with Miss Megan Owens, and she's back from Hawaii and performing in Wisconsin. And we're going to have her live in the studio performing. And, of course, Max Inc. Heavy with Jimmy K coming up at 10 p.m. and Essential Last Crack at 11, Rob.
I cannot wait to see how many layers Megan has on. Because even it's warm for us now. It's like spring for us. She's probably going to be freezing because she just came back from Hawaii.
Oh, Rob.
I know.
The Madison Blues Society began in 1994 and was very active sponsoring blues shows, blues in the schools, library purchases, blues calendars, and even blues fish fries, Rob. After dropping off by the turn of the century, the Madison Blues Society started to rise up again in 2003 and has remained active since. Here to tell us about the Madison Blues Society, what's happening, and how people can become involved is lifetime member Sherry Davis, along with the current president, Steve Porter. Steve, Sherry, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, Rocker. Good to be here.
And Sherry, you are the namesake of Sherry Davis and the Conniptions. Tell us a little bit about your backstory and your experience in the music scene over the years.
Okay, while I lived in Madison, I moved here from the Dells, and I lived in Madison for like 40 years, and for most of those, actually a little more than 40 years, anyway, for about 40 of those years, I performed in various bands, the most recent being the Hot Damn Blues Band.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Hot Damn Blues Band. And you played a million shows. I used to see your name and face on posters like everywhere. And that was mostly Sherry Davis and the Conniptions. I really remember, that was like a big band, wasn't it?
It was a large band. Yeah, it was like seven-piece band, or yeah, three women in front, and no. The Conniptions was not. The Conniptions, we played a lot. We had two women up front for a while.
So tell me about your involvement in the Madison Blues Society. How long have you been hanging out with those cats?
Since 2003, and I've been on the board for most of those years, all but maybe three. And I was president for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, secretary for a couple years, member at large for a couple years. And I'm still an active member. I'm just not on the board anymore. I'm done with that.
And what do you love about the blues?
Oh, what do I love about the blues? It moves me. And it's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself musically.
And Steve Porter, you're the current president of the Madison Blues Societies, but you've been jamming around the area since the 60s and recently with bands like Blythe Gamble and Tani Diakite and the Afrofunk All-Stars. Tell us about your musical journey.
Sure. I was one of those middle school students that was in ninth grade when the Beatles came over. And of course, we had to start a band right away, and we played in the 60s, and we kind of took off. We were booked by Ken Adamany and
oh, yeah.
Had a production company, right? Cut a couple 45s up at Kooka Records. And towards the end of our stint, by about 66, 67, we started getting into this thing called the blues, and it was really exciting us. And that's what started my love of the blues. Unfortunately, the band broke up as soon as we graduated from high school, and I didn't play for 25 years. I finally started playing again in the early 90s, and then have had a chance recently to be playing with Blythe for a few years before COVID knocked that out. And then I'm playing in a boogie band called the BA Band with Beth Miller fronting it. At this point, we just recorded with Kenny Kepler at his studio.
Oh, yeah.
And on the last Friday of every month, I get together with Tani Diakite and we play at the Coda. So we have a good time. I play hand drums with him. So
now, after the 25-year void of not playing, what brought you back?
Church. I was, but they decided they were going to put on children's musicals and they needed an adult orchestra. And I said, I play drums.
Oh, boy.
And I started playing again. And the next thing I knew, I was going out to the blues jams.
They suck you right back in.
Yeah, suck me back in. Yep. And I'm a better drummer now than I ever was. So.
Oh, and actually, I think that's where I met you, was right taking lessons with Joey Banks.
Yeah. That's right.
A familiar face here on the show. So tell us a little more about the Madison Blues Society, the mission, and why you guys are both involved. What is the Madison Blues Society?
The Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues. And by that, I mean both musical events, musical performers, and just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general, through contributions to the Madison Public Library and schools and things of that nature, to get material on the blues, recordings and books out to the library and to the public. Sherry can probably tell you a little more about some of those activities over the years.
Oh, well, should I start by saying our mission statement?
Yeah, what is your mission?
The Madison Blues Society is dedicated to increasing awareness, understanding, and appreciation of blues music in America's musical heritage. We work to expand the presence and vitality of the blues in the Madison area through promotional events, educational programs, and strengthening links between the community and local musicians. That's our mission.
Wow, what a great mission.
It is.
Yeah.
And you guys have quite a bit of racial equality built in. And tell us about the racial equality, your diversity, and the membership, and your meetings.
Okay. Well, we do have a racial equality statement, which says the Madison Blues Society is proud to support the goals of Black Lives Matter, as well as other nonviolent organizations that address racial inequalities and injustice. The Madison Blues Society commits to racial justice and reform. Music, and specifically blues, is an effective means of supporting these goals, as blues has a strong foundation of representing the historical challenges that racial injustice brings. That's our statement about that.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, why the blues are important, but I think that statement just said it all.
Right, absolutely. So to become a member, how would I become a member? And most importantly, Rocker, how many meetings do I have to attend?
As a member, you're not required to attend meetings, but you are welcome to attend meetings, as are non-members. Members are sent a monthly invitation saying when the meeting will be. Meetings, by the way, are the second Monday of every month. And let's see. And the board meetings are both in person and virtually via Zoom. So you have that option.
Sure. And then how do I become a member?
You go to...
By drinking the blues,
Rob.
Oh,
just drinking the blues. There's like a special vial I open.
Hello, my name is Rob, and I'm a bluesaholic.
There's a website. You can join on the website.
www.madisonbluessociety.org. And there's a place where you can join there. You just click on become a member.
Or you can attend one of our events, and there are opportunities to join there. And if you join there, you get a gratuitous CD, a blues CD for joining.
Oh, now, nice. You guys used to do over at Warner Park in Madison, right, the Blues Society Festival.
Well, it was called the Blues Picnic back then.
The Blues Picnic.
It's the annual Blues Picnic. It usually happened over the weekend of the solstice, or the one closest to it, mm-hmm. in June. And that went on for, it started in 2003 and went on through 2018. I think that was the last one we had.
Oh, wow.
But we have been putting on, since COVID kind of shut things down for a while, but we've been starting to ramp back up.
Thinking about having it back?
Yeah, we a year ago we put on a half day blues event at the East Side Club in the back, in the yard, in the back on the lake, and last year we did two blues events on each on a Thursday night. Unfortunately, we picked on one of those nights the hottest night of the summer, and the second, and we had the Cashbox Kings on the night where all of the smoke was so bad that nobody wanted to be outside, so everybody had to come in. And then on the hottest night we had the Blues Disciples, and everybody had to come in, so it kind of hurt the attendance. We're hoping to do a little better this year with some events that will attract blues lovers in the community.
As far as the Blues Picnic coming back, that's not going to happen. I don't think so. This is a different event Steve's talking about.
Okay.
And the Blues Picnic, we had multiple bands. We had like five or six sometimes. And we had the Blues Kids performed. They would come in and Joe Nosek of the Cashbox Kings and Oscar Wilson would teach them harmonica.
Wow.
And a whole bunch of kids. And they'd have like 6 or 8 weeks of lessons. And then they would perform in the middle of the day at the Blues Picnic. And they were a real popular thing there. But the Blues Picnic was always free. And our events now, we don't really have the kind of money these days to put on a big, huge free event. So there is a ticket fee for the current events.
But very affordable.
Yeah.
Now, I remember the Blues Picnic going to see my good friend Bear House Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
And he played there 1 year, and he was just fabulous.
He was.
We miss him. Madison Blues Society has new board of directors. What's on the agenda for the future of the Madison Blues Society?
Well, we meet once a month, and we plan that, and we welcome input from the community. I suppose the big events are to plan music events, but we also plan how to allocate funds. I mean, we do have a budget that allows us, as I said, we contribute hundreds of dollars to the Madison Public Library and to some of school events, and we also support blues festivals around the state. We have supported festivals that Jimmy Vagley's been behind, the Alvin Lee Blues Festival, and various all over the Wisconsin, actually the whole state. It doesn't have to be that local, so we come together and figure out just where we can be most effective at promoting the blues.
And the Brian Lee Festival.
Or Brian, I say
Alvin.
Alvin Lee.
Yeah.
I know, I was like, wow.
I don't know, does Alvin have his festival?
Now, Brian Lee, he used to play here in Madison and is from Wisconsin,
right.
But he was kind of known then, got big in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so I saw him a couple times. I saw him at the Great Dane, of all places, one time. Really special show. He was a very special guitar player and artist. If our listeners want more information about becoming a member, what was your website once again?
www.madisonbluessociety.org, and you can email us at info@madisonbluessociety.com.
And you're on Facebook.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. I don't know the Facebook address. I don't have that.
Madison Blues Society.
I think it's
exactly right.
Madison. It doesn't say Madison Blues Society. I'm not sure what.
Oh no.
Yeah,
it's like Madison Blues or.
When I'm on Facebook, if I want to go there, I just type in Madison Blues Society, and it takes me there.
It'll take you there. Yeah.
You'll find it if you want it. Hey, Steve, Sherry, thanks so much for coming in to speak with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it. We're really happy to hear about the Blues Society, and we're glad that you're keeping that going.
Thank you very much, Rocker.
What do we got right now? Some Blythe Gamble, Rob?
Yes, we do, right here on Max Inc. Radio. So hard, all damn week. Pennies on the dollar just to make.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at FreeBellyRubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rocker, I hear we have a special guest, an unplanned special guest here on Max Inc. Radio.
We do, Rob.
I got the Hawaiian shirt on, so it's okay.
Yeah. Hey, on the phone with us is Patrick Nennesheim. He's the founder of Guitars for Vets, which is now, you know, a nationwide organization that's helping vets, you know, cure PTSD with music and guitars. Patrick, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, rocker man. Hey, I planned on being here.
Yeah, I didn't know about it.
Well, you know, sometimes our scheduling gets a little crazy, but we're glad to have you. And you guys do a lot of stuff for vets, for people helping out. Before we get into your event that's coming up, tell us a little bit about Guitar for Vets and how and why you started that.
Right on. So Guitars for Vets started back in 2007. I am not a veteran. I am a guitar performer, instructor, composer, and so forth. And a guy came in for lessons from me by the name of Dan Van Buskirk. Dan is a Vietnam-era recon Marine, served in 68 and 69. Dude lives through basically apocalypse now, and me being a graduate in the 1980s, it was amazing. We didn't learn anything about Vietnam back then, you know, being maybe 10 years away, if even that, from when it ended. So Dan was a walking history book. I picked his brain for his knowledge, and he wanted to know all about trying to make it as a musician, so we freaked each other out. In short, we went to the VA to play for some of the men and women in spinal rehab. On the way down, I stopped at Cream City Music in Milwaukee. Joe Gallenberger, the owner, gave me a couple guitars to give away in honor of his father, who had recently passed. And his father was a Korean War vet. Gave the guitars away. It was evident we had to start teaching. So we started doing lessons, giving guitars. We called it what it was, Guitars for Vets. And since 2007... we've established a program, a 10 one-hour private lesson program for vets. They practice on a guitar that's donated by the community. They graduate those 10 lessons. The participation, by the way, is everything. There is no test on how many chords or scales, you know, because the guitar is a catalyst for the positive human interaction. They get a brand new guitar upon graduation. They go on to indefinite group lessons. And so far, Since that inception, we have graduated now. We're approaching 8,000 students nationwide.
Wow, that is a lot. You know, and then so coming up, you guys have an event coming up at the Q Club of Wisconsin on February 3rd. It's called the Pocket Q Sessions 2. It's a benefit for Guitars for Vets. Tell us this event that's happening on Grandview Avenue in Waukesha.
Right on, man. And that's Q Club, C-U-E, as in it. You know,
that's right.
Stick for a ball. Not the letter Q.
Not that group. So no, don't associate yourself with them.
But hey, listen, everybody's welcome, okay? If you're curious. Okay, anyway, dude. Let's look at this. 7 p.m. on Saturday, February 3rd. $10 at the door. What we are doing is a dear friend of mine, and let's call him a regional Guitar Service ambassador, Nick Smith. He also goes as Nick Tobias and a couple other names, you know, Five Finger Nick. I don't know. But he put this event together along with Tim Dunn, who is the general manager, I believe, of the Q Club, and 57 other musicians. This is an epic night. It's like your fantasy football league for music. And the way it's set up, the drummers and the bass players choose all the songs. How often does that happen, Rocker?
Wow. It's incredible. I'm you know, bowled over here.
They've already practiced, all these musicians, four times at the Vault in Waukesha. Great. It's literally in a vault. Great venue. And, you know, just to give you an idea, I'm just going to list the guitar players. You know, there some of them are involved. Andy Holly, Bill House, Matty J, Brock Betts, Darren Smith, Dean Arndt, Carlos Walter, Jake Stanzer, Andy Stanky. I think that's how you say his name. Aubie, Joe Muzzy, and Michael Brigham, the conniption man himself. So, you know, heavy hitters. There's obviously drums and bass and a lot of sax and violins, hopefully more sax and violins. that's the Q Club, guys. So what do you expect?
At the Q Club, coming up, that's next Saturday, February 3rd. And that's Guitars for Vets. That's a fundraiser. That sounds really a lot of fun. We hope to see Michelle Braun out there. If people want to find out more about Guitars for Vets, you know, volunteer, donate, or follow your events. Right on, yeah. Where are you guys online?
Guitars for Vets, either the number 4 or FOR.org or .com will take you to our website, tell you all about what we're about and what's going on. I do have to mention, we do have sponsors, which is obviously the Q Club of Wisconsin with Tim Dunn. Kraft Music. Kraft does all the logistics for Guitars for Vets. They're out of Franklin, Wisconsin, an online music mecca. They're donating a whole bunch of stuff for auction. We have a Tesla guitar. Tesla played in Milwaukee last night at the Admirals game. Frank Hannon is one of our ambassadors. They signed an Academy 10 guitar made by Taylor. We're going to be auctioning that off. Also, Wisconsin Harley-Davidson is a sponsor. And I just also want to add, because I'm on the board of directors for WAMI, Wisconsin Area Music Industry.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, make sure, you know, you register and nominate for WAMI, for the awards show, which is May 19th at the Epic Center in Green Bay.
In Green Bay, we're going to be there.
Righteous, man. And I think Q Clubs are even nominated, but you can nominate your favorite musician, your favorite venue. Whole bunch of stuff. This is going to be an epic show. We raised, I think, close to $8,000 last year. We're looking at over $10,000 this year through auctions, through merchandise. There was well over 200 people packed in last year. We can fit more in. Let's do this, man. It's all about building community and celebrating the brothers and sisters that have served.
Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us tonight, Pat. We really appreciate it.
You got it, brother. And how's your band doing, man?
Oh, Iron Plow, we're going to be playing coming up here in Waukesha on February 16th. We'll be playing with Bony Fingers. So that'll be at Maddie's Bar and Music Lounge. So definitely stop out and see us, Pat. We'd love it.
I'll be out there, brother. All right, thank you guys for getting me on, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thanks, Pat. Pat Nettesheim from Guitars for Vets.
Magic Conch Now, moments like this on Max Inc. Radio.
Cruising around, on the train, one that calls my name. Get on board, my sweet love, and I've got to find a way. Well, yeah, I'll find a way, find my way back. For now, I'm cruising around. Boy, I've been cruising around all night long. And I'm still cruising around. Boy, I've been cruising around all night long. Boy, I've been cruising around. Oh, I'm still cruising around.
Just see if I could find me some.
Old Soul Society Carolina on Max Inc. Radio. Herbal Aspect is on a mission to redefine the way to you experience cannabis, harnessing the nature to heal and enhance the well-being. Herbal Aspect is dedicated to providing premium cannabis products reflecting the highest quality, purity, and and now they have three locations: Madison on the east side, University, Gammon Road. Go to herbalaspect.com. And don't forget about that Civic Media app. We've got that out there. You can listen to Max Inc. Radio just about anywhere in the world now. Jimmy's Now on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, my baby, she expensive. She's also fine. She only want the best, but I can't afford a kind. No, she got the habit.
She got the habit.
You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
My baby got the habit, but she won't get it from me. Well, she give me lots of love, and when it's money I give her. When the river dries up, so does that little girl. You know she got the habit. Throwing her skin tight leathers. You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
My baby got the habit, but she won't get it from me.
Let them
change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our Wisconsin winter feels like the perfect time for casseroles. And Red Maple Restaurant near Walker's Point recently received King of the Hot Dish Crown.
They had an amazing kind of Asian-inspired, gravy-covered, meatball-heavy casserole, which was my personal favorite, so I was glad to see it win.
Matt Wild with Milwaukee Record visiting Matt and Air on Air, where Greg wants all in on this tasty bake-off.
You got your businesses, and then people can bring their own casserole. So there's like almost like two levels of competition.
I like this.
The casserole contest supports the Kinship Food Center. We'll keep you posted on the next one. If music is more your thing, the Rat Pack Tribute Show returns to the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee Saturday, January 27th. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.